up here near Stewart's Hill. The fellow had out in front, we call it the stone wall car.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Now, something in when you with your chickens, you sometimes put a thing in there because the hen likes to sit on all the time. You put a
roost.
You put a
chicken roost.
Yeah. Well, this would be a chicken would sit. You might put an artificial egg in there.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever use an artificial egg?
Yeah.
What kind did you kind of little what did you?
We call them nest eggs.
Okay. Now. That country, they're well, expensive dishware is sometimes called this, you know, very fine dishware.
I never had much of it.
Yeah, well, all right, it's the name of that big country where Nixon visited just recently. Nixon just came back from... country, not Japan, but...
China?
Yeah.
Yeah, China where?
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard eggs called this?
I've heard artificial egg China stuff, you know.
Yeah. You've never heard of China eggs, though. It's just a...
No.
And then to bring water into the house, you carry it in a...
bucket.
And the... what... Now, those were made of... originally, the oldest ones were...
They were cedar buckets.
Uh-huh. And then later they made...
They made tin. Now I'll tell you down there where my grandfather run the shop. Before his day, there's one of the Stewarts, one of the Stewarts up here. They had a little water pile there. And he made cedar buckets.
Uh-huh.
And he bought 118 acres down there. And before he died... He owned all the land up that creek.
Is that right?
And I wondered why. Well, everybody had to have a bucket.
Uh-huh.
And you see, he's a manufacturer there,
uh-huh.
And he was considered pretty well off.
Did you call them buckets when they were later made of tin and galvanized steel, too?
As kids, we did. We uh-huh. called them buckets.
Right. And then when a bucket got old and got kind of black inside, you'd use it for... putting table scraps on it, you call that a...
We use it for what we call a slob bucket for the hogs.
Okay. And then the thing your mother used to fry eggs in...
Well, that is the skillet, I guess.
Did you ever have one that had legs on it? Did she ever have one that she put in the fireplace and had legs on it?
That is called a pot.
Well, no, this would have a long handle on it.
Might,
you know, if it had three legs on it and a long handle. Some...
I don't know, but now they cooked a lot of things on the fire.
Uh-huh.
And they had, and we call them pots.
Okay, now what about something even bigger than a pot that you might...
Well, that is a kettle.
Uh-huh.
They made rendered lard in, things uh-huh. out of it.
And if something you put cut flowers in would be a...
Cut flowers.
Yeah, if you cut went out and cut some flowers and you put them in a...
Okay, like
and then put a little water in. You have a little thing.
Vase.
Yeah. And then the things you ate with, the three implements.
The fork and knife and spoon.
Okay. So if you had a butter knife and a butcher knife, let's say, you'd say you had two knives.
Yeah. Well, you distinguish them by what you use them for.
You have different kinds of...
You mean not different times of butcher knives, would you?
Yeah, well, I just wondered if there were any. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Now, well, before I forget, what color would you say this towel is? What it's getting kind of dirty, but it...
Well, it's white.
Yeah, okay. That I would... now, the... with the dishes, you'd... After a meal, you have to...